In this week's episode, we're going to talk about the progress we're going to make over living a life of perfection and trying to stop that pursuit of living a perfect life and enjoying a life and a business of sales of progress. This week's three words, progress over perfection.
Welcome to the Three Word Podcast with author, speaker, and life coach, Lisa Thal.
Well, welcome to the Three Word Podcast. I'm your host, Lisa Thal, and we got a good topic today, a topic that's going to spotlight how we should be living our life, which is a life of progress versus chasing that life of perfection. And we're going to apply this principle not only to our business, but also our personal life. So why is progress a game changer? And it is. It's the difference of really switching out one word. Because let's think about it. The word perfect, that even kind of brings stress to me. We hear you got to have the perfect pitch, right? If you're in sales, or the perfect sales call, or the perfect life. And I'm going to let you know, nothing's perfect, right? Nobody's living a perfect life. Yet you might try to pursue perfection. You have to find a way to create progress. Because when you think about the word perfection, it can bring this undue stress to you, unrealistic expectations to you and your life. So what I'm going to challenge you to do today is switch how you're looking at that word and replace it with a word that is going to give you growth. It's going to reward you for progress. Again, we want to change that one word to impact not only your mindset, but how you live your overall life. So how will we do it? Well, we first have to understand what the burden of perfection does to each of us. Because if we're striving for perfection in anything, your personal life, your business life, it understands this assumption that there is a final destination and there's some flawless state happening. But if you think about the pursuit, it creates stress. That perfection is this always moving target. So you're always chasing something. And it always seems to be just a little bit out of reach. That pressure, it'll cause you to procrastinate. It'll cause you to think fear of failure. And it's also going to cause burnout. So we want to eliminate that whole thought. Okay, what do? You shift that mindset to progress. Again, when we replace the word perfect with progress, we adopt a different mindset. I'm always in a growth mode, right? There's these little shifts you're going to make, these little steps you're going to take towards recognizing improvement and progress. So then it's not this final destination, right? It's a learning process. You're becoming a lifelong learner. You're always looking for improvement and progress. So how do we make it work? Well, there's a couple of things I thought could help. First, we have to foster resilience. I don't know about you, but if you're in sales, you do face rejection. In life, you face rejection. So focusing on progress with not hearing no and accepting that no means you've got to learn from it. You've got to redefine your approach of your sales approach. Building resilience and adapting these strategies, it gives you the mindset of future opportunities. Again, hearing the word no means I've got to learn something. It's just something that I'm not achieving yet. Okay, what else can you do? You can look at encouraging innovation. That's something else you can do. Again, perfection can be paralyzing. It can result in little growth. But when you shift to progress, you think about different innovative ways to approach new clients, maybe do research, learn different ways of tapping into things you've never done before, personalizing your sales approach with prospective clients. You get your mind to think innovation. Okay, what else can you do? You redefine success. Again, progress. When success is no longer defined by the perfect pitch, the perfect outcome, you think improvement, your morale is better, you're motivated by always learning, you're never in that down cycle. So whether it's in sales, in life, celebrate that little victory of progress. You'll create momentum, you'll build your morale, and you'll look for long-term success. Okay, what else can we do to keep that progressive mind? Well, one thing we have to do is we have to learn from our mistakes. Again, perfection dismisses mistakes. Where progress, you learn, you grow from it. So let's think about it. Every single error, whether it's in sales, whether it's a personal goal, is an opportunity to learn valuable lessons from it. And that is going to shape your future strategies and actions. Okay, what else can we do? we have to maintain balance. See, striving for progress always allows for a balanced approach to our personal life and our work life. So we have to understand that there's always room for improvement. That helps alleviate that pressure again of, it's got to be perfect or you're never going to get started. Everything comes from a healthier mindset where it's like, I want to approach my day with a life of progress, not a life of perfection. You will be able to sustain that your entire life. So I wanted to leave you with 5 practical ways that you can integrate this concept of progress into your daily routine. And even if you picked 1 or 2 to start with, that would be progress, right? Okay, so let's set some realistic goals. That's the first thing. What is a realistic goal that is achievable and measurable? And here's what I want you to do. I want you to celebrate. I want you to celebrate with progress. Even if you made a small incremental improvement, you stretch yourself, you learn something, I want you to celebrate. Okay, here's another tip. Practice reflection. This is so important. After every sales call, at the end of your day, identify what worked and where you could make improvements. Here's another little tip. Develop a learning plan. We are lifelong learners, aren't we? So what else can we do to enhance our skills, whether it's sales or personal life development? Something else I think could help you. Cultivate a supportive environment. And this is really important. Share your progress. Share your progress with friends, coworkers, your manager. Just hold yourself accountable. Or if sharing with a group's not your thing, then just keep a journal. Keep a journal of your progress. That way you can look back a month before and show how you have changed, the little incremental things you've done to improve. Well, applying again the progress versus perfection, that is a game changer. I don't care if it's in your life or your business. It offers a sustainable path forward for each of you. Learning opportunities, resilience, a more fulfilling life and career. And it's all about growth. And the number one thing that makes people happy is progress. That is happiness in a nutshell. So change that one word from perfection to progress and watch your life change. Well, if you think somebody could benefit from today's episode, do me a favor, share it with them. Or if there's a topic on your mind that you'd love to learn a little bit more about, private message me. And thank you so much for joining the 3-Word Podcast.
Find more episodes and get the book at 3wordmeetings.com.